Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Good morning.
How are you?
Everything great. Very happy.
Excellent.
Our local team, which is equivalent of a very, very small club indeed, is leading the Welsh, the French leading division by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
3 points ahead of Paris Saint-Germain, who owned by the same lot that owned Manchester City. So they're doing very well. And of course, last night they won at Dortmund in the first leg of the quarterfinals of the European Champions League. And do you know what was nice? And I think you should mention this because there's so many bad stories about football these days. Of course, because the game was postponed, there were thousands of Monaco fans stuck in Dortmund. Some with very little money, and some with nowhere to go. So the Germans took them home. Gave them a bed, gave them dinner, gave them breakfast. What a marvellous tribute to the Germans that did it, who I think were brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic story of something that's obviously some nastiness over there in Dortmund. We'll touch on that in a moment, KB. Let's start with Leeds United. Back to winning ways against Preston, Simon Grayson back at Elland Road.
A good win, too.
It was a great win. Certainly a must-not-lose game. And it's Newcastle next, and I suppose they've shown, KB, over a certain amount of home games that they are beatable at home.
Well, Newcastle have stuttered a bit, haven't they? I must confess, I thought that they were probably going to walk it. But as Brighton has certainly given them a run for their money. And they've dropped points, Newcastle, at home, when you would have expected them to won comfortably. So I think that Leeds can go up with a certain gung-ho attitude and get something. And as the games are drifting by, then it strengthens Leeds' hold on the playoff positions. I think we can wave bye-bye to an automatic promotion. But I think that unless the really unexpected happens, I think that Elland Road will be in the playoffs. And after that, it's up to them.
A couple of games for Leeds United this weekend. Of course, Newcastle on Friday and Wolves on Monday. You can hear both of those, of course, on Radio Yorkshire on DAB Digital Radio. Let's move on. We touched on it just a little bit earlier there, KB. Borussia Dortmund and the what's now thought of being a terrorist attack on the Dortmund players' bus. A horrendous incident. And, the game got played last night, so it was delayed by...
We were very lucky to get away so lightly.
Well, this is the thing. Scary times.
One player had shards of glass in his hand, had to be operated on. But apart from that, the motorcycle escort lost his hearing, so it must have been a hell of a bang.
Yeah, it's very scary. And you touched on the people in Dortmund hosting some of the Monaco fans for the next day. So there's some good news that comes out of this, but I would imagine it just goes to show that everybody needs to be on guard nowadays, and including all of our football teams that are travelling across Europe.
Well, I think so. Yes, you're right. But of course, there's very few left now. I think Leicester, Manchester United.
Yeah.
Who else have we got in the Europa League?
I think that's it, isn't it? I think it's only Manchester United left in there now.
Yeah, Man United and Leicester.
Yeah.
So there are not too many clubs at risk. So they have to start thinking about the pre-season friendly soon and planning where to go. And to call stadia. And so there's so many people going to the average football stadium every day of the week. The security has to be lockdown 24 hours a day. As the Palestinians say of Israel, we only have to get lucky once. As Israel says, they have to be lucky today. The Israelis have to be lucky every time. So it is worrying.
Yeah, worrying times, KB. And worrying times, really, when you see what's occurring in world news with America, the United States, with some attacks on Syria after those awful chemical attacks on the people of Syria. And it just seems like we're hurtling towards something, KB. We've got the US on one side, we've got Russia, China, Syria on the other side. It's just it's scary
times.
But I
don't understand what Russia's interest is in the Middle East. They've got their own oil. They don't need it. They don't need Arab oil. They've got their own gas. They don't need Arab gas. Now they've nicked the Crimea back. There's plenty of holiday places to go to. So I really don't understand their interest. Other than it's just to continue to foment trouble for the sake of it. Don't know their motive. I mean, Syria's Assad has been a tyrant for years. And the trouble is America and, to a lesser extent, Britain have got involved in, well, Afghanistan, Iraq, now Syria, ineffectively. Mr. Blair wants to be remembered, his legacy, whether it be Iraq and Afghanistan. We haven't achieved anything. We now know that Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction, nor did Gaddafi. And I'm not sure that the people are happier now than they were under their tyrants. Certainly wouldn't have had ISIS. I doubt we would if we hadn't interfered. There you are. We're heading towards an uncertain future.
Certainly are, KB. Is there anything else you wanted to add during our chat this morning?
No, I think that the other thing, of course, is that Russia. The trouble is, under the Obama administration, which was talk, didn't actually do anything, North Korea, has developed ideas above their station. China's got very aggressive in the South China Seas, and we've seen Russia perform in Ukraine and Czechia and Georgia, the results of which we're seeing today. Any bloody knows they got when they invaded Afghanistan and got beaten and lost 115,000 men, I believe. But Trump is now doing his posturing to at least make would-be dictators think twice, because Trump is the kind of guy with his advisors around him and can do anything. So whereas, for example, North Korea has been threatening them all the time, and sending off their little baby bombs and claiming this, claiming that, claiming the other, it may very well be that they'll think twice now before going too far. And that's the best we can hope for, I fear. Meanwhile, we can hope for Yorkshire playoffs, with hopefully three clubs from God's own county out of the four, and a Yorkshire club back in the Premiership for the first time for God knows how long. So happy Easter, everybody.
KB, have a very, very happy Easter yourself, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Look forward to doing it, hopefully. Being very hopeful about Leeds' position in the league. Easter Monday night. Go well.